So good morning, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for coming to church this morning.
We have Dr. Chung, who's president of Hondong University in Pohang, South Korea. And he's going to be speaking today in search of lost faith and three great missions. We know of him because he is a friend of Onuri Church and Pastor Kim Ryon, Pastor Young Ryon Kim. A global university that fosters 21st century leaders based upon the spirit of Christianity, Hondong University elected a new president 19 years after its foundation, and this is Dr. Chang. And it says he's a new president, but actually he was inaugurated in what year? Does anybody know? Okay, they all know down here, 2014. Okay, so he's been with them since 2014, so he's not just the new president. And this has become a hot topic since he was a prominent scientist and professor at KISHT. What does that stand for? Korea Advanced Institute and Science and Technology. That's what that means. And he's been leading the school for 19 years. And Dr. Chung graduated from Seoul Nuclear Engineering Department in 1976 and received a master's degree and a doctor's degree in nuclear engineering from MIT in the United States. In 1982, he was appointed professor of KISHT and served as vice president and chancellor of Academic Affairs Bureau and serving as academic dean and the planning dean. Currently, he is professor at Bentley. Is that in Texas? No, it's not in Texas. Okay. I thought all things came from Texas. Anyway, it's not from Texas. Currently, he serves as chairman of the Korea North Nuclear Safety Commission and a member of the National Science and Technology Advisory Committee. He knows a lot of things, folks, and in a few moments he'll be sharing with us. But also, at this university, Hondong University, I believe our own Pastor Young Ryon Kim was the chaplain from 1995 to 2000, so he has a connection there. So as I'm reading this biography, it occurred to me that if we don't listen attentively and closely, he has the ability to blow this whole building to pieces.
The scripture today is taken from the 12th chapter of Romans, verses 1 and 2. This is one of the letters of Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul puts a lot of therefores in his letters. Therefore this, therefore that. So I wanted to set the context a little bit for Romans 12. So reading from the end of Romans 11 is a doxology. And it said, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Herein lies the reading of God's word."
Good morning, our brothers and sisters. Thank Thank you. Really, I'm very happy to meet the member of West Valley Presbyterian Church. Especially, I'm really thank for your hospitality for Korean Onuri Church, Sasanos Onuri Church. As Bob mentioned, Pastor Kim Young-yeon of the Onuri Church is used to be the chaplain of the Handong Global University from the beginning in from the founding of our university 5 years. So he used to be a chaplain from 1995 to 2000. And like from time to time, I visit his church. But recently, his Onuri Church had a hard time find a new church, new place for worship, but due to your hospitality, they came, and now they become your sister church. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, all members. And today, I'd like to share some the message entitled "In Search of the Lost Faith." And our great three missions. So today, this is the new version of the Rome 12 and 1, 2. Okay, so I don't want to repeat again. But, this is a figure, everybody knows the field. This is the crossing of the Mayflower, September 16th, 62 to November 21st. So, as you know, this is the very historical event. The first immigrant or Puritan arrived in the Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts, from the Plymouth in England. Yeah? That's the in 1620. So I started a study in Boston from the 1977 to 81 for my graduate study in MIT. But the Plymouth Rock is very close to Boston, so I, from time to time, I visit the Plymouth. The Plymouth is, very close, and so you know the establishment of Puritanism in America. So as we know the Puritan, the first immigrant of American immigrant, they start the advance of Bible Christianity through the migration of the Protestant to America. They came to find the freedom of faith. So they start the Bible-centered Christianity, brought a new world, America, by the Puritan separatists. They faced built on, they emphasized preaching Bible, and they made prayer, they made emphasis on the holiness, and they emphasized education. So Puritans start the university, famous university, Harvard and Yale University. So now it's originally established for the missionary and also strong pace of the people. So, but now it becomes secular, but it's originally established by the Puritan. So that's the famous story. I don't want to repeat everything, but that's the... So Puritan shepherds go to America in a colony in Mayflower in 1620, but they spread the Protestant Christianity in America. And but you know that everybody celebrate the Thanksgiving Day, but the first crop harvest in November 1621, next year of their arrival, they celebrated first Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, that's the origin of the Thanksgiving Day in the United States. So, as you know, if you go to Plymouth in Massachusetts, you can see the, some story, you can see the many things, but they had very hard time, yeah? So, sometimes they got the aid from the Indian people, so Indian people supplied their food, but anyway, they had a very hard time, and they nearly they got the first crop next year with the help of Indians. So this is the starting point of the Thanksgiving Day, okay? So anyway, they came for the freedom of the faith, okay? That's the important things. So even though they had very hard time, yeah. But 9 now. So you know the United States, America. 9 now, you had the largest economy in the world. So largest GDP in the world. So followed by China and Japan. But anyway, you become the, you know, the economically very strong country. Also, your country is the top military power. So you in your country boasts of military force. So United States has strong power in the action. So in some sense, within 200 years, so USA become the world largest economy, world strongest military powers. That's the also one thing importance. United States delivered the gospel to Korea. That's important. It's either 1885, so about 133 years ago, yeah, 133 years, 3 years ago. So the famous Appenzeller, he's from Methodist denomination. So he's the missionary from the Methodist denomination, Appenzeller, and also Underwood. He's from the Presbyterian denomination. So Appenzeller and Underwood, they are the first missionary to Korea. So they delivered the message, gospel. So since then, you know, Korea become the largest Protestant Christian country in the Asia. I mean, the only in some sense, Korea is the only major Christian country in the Asia. That's very important. Only, as you know, two-thirds of world population live in Asia. Two-thirds, almost 70% of world population live in Asia. As you know, the China and India and Japan all belong to Asia. But the Korea is the only Protestant Christian country in Asia. So with the help of the U.S. missionary, like the Underwood from the Presbyterian Church. So the majority of Korean Christian is Presbyterian, like your church members. So that's also a great, great contribution of the U.S. People to Asia and the world. So now, also beside that, Korea enjoyed also miracle, economic miracle on the Han River. Korea was a very poor country, even in the 1960s. But now, Korea become the one of the world, become the developed country from the developing country. So within only 30, 40 years. So that's also Korea made an economic miracle, also with the help of the United States. And so Korea had, Korea still have the problem with the communist country. So Korea is divided into two, North Korea and South Korea. So South Korea still, So from the aspect, United States people send a missionary and also sometimes military aid and economic aid. So Korea become now, Korea can enjoy the economic and freedom, and especially Korea now become the very important country for to deliver the gospel. Korea become the second largest country to send the missionary. So the role of the Korea is very important now in Asia. So anyway, so this is the former President Obama. So in some sense, he always say, look at Korea. Korea is the best example of the success from developing country, development country. He mentioned many things. He talked about the Korean express train and the Korean education and the Korean nuclear power plant, something like that. He mentioned many times. That's the one example of the. Okay, but now is some different story. Yeah. So now you lost face. So United States also lost face in some sense, and Korea also started to lose the face. So United States also because of the this is the the Dine, Charles Dine. So he's a mention of the evolution and anyway, right now the United States lost of the God and Bible in the public education at this moment. Yeah? Also, because of evolution theory, so also, homosexuality also, which is against the Bible, is recognized by law. So this is, some sad story. So as you know, the Handong Global University last year, you made a declaration against homosexualism. So Hamdong, our university is the only university in Korea who made a declaration against homosexualism. The major reason to make the declaration is the protection of Bible authority. So anyway, in some sense, this church and also Onuri Church, Korean Onuri Church, I heard that you made a withdraw the membership of the PSA, PCUSA, and that's why our Onuri Church had a hard time to find a new place for worship. Yeah, so that's why So anyway, from that aspect, right now you have several things. You need you must renew our faith. Yeah. So today I'd like to talk about three great mission. So today our great three missions. Okay, first mission is evangelism. Evangelism. So actually, our evangelism started in the Jerusalem. Yeah, Jerusalem. So from Jerusalem, and in the Bible, the act, the starting point of church and gospel from Jerusalem and Rome and Europe and America and Asia, especially Korea. So Korea, so in Asia, 2/3 of world population is living. So Korea become the typical Christian country, only an economically and democratically developed country. That's the Republic of Korea, South Korea. But recently, the atmosphere of Korean Christianity is also declining. So young generation, adult and old generation, about 25% to go to church. But now the young generation, only 3% of young generation go to church. So you need more evangelism. So now, Korea emphasizes youth evangelism, after school activity, because in the public domain of the education, especially public education, God disappeared. Creation disappeared. So Bible disappeared. That's why you emphasized youth evangelism. And so you make some church, the role of church become more and more important. So church give the after school activity. So as you know, I think great commandment. The Bible emphasizes two things, two great commandment and great commission. So great commandment is from Matthew 22:36-39. So maybe you can read. Teacher, so which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord and your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. As second is the equally important, love your neighborhood as yourself." So great commandment is that you must love the Lord your God with your whole heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And love your neighborhood as yourself. That's the great commandment. Jesus Christ emphasized the Great Commission Great Commission is the from Mark 16 to 7:15, and he told them, go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. Yeah. That's the also a great commission. So that's the but in my opinion, Great Commission is a kind of love for your neighborhood, and so especially you can love your neighborhood by giving food and, you know, money and material. But most important, Great Commission give your neighborhood eternal life and salvation. Yeah? That's why Great Commission is a kind of the love toward your neighborhood. Yeah? So that's why Great Commandment and Great Commission are complement each other. Yeah? So, as you know, the Great Commission is a this is John 3:16. So I love this verse. Maybe you also love this verse. For this is how God loved this world. He gave His only and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. So this is the good news. This is the gospel. Yeah. So the everyone who believes in Jesus Christ will not perish but have eternal life. This is the gospel and eternal life. So this is you must preach the gospel to the nation. And so that's why you know Great Commission to deliver the gospel to the older people is the great love for your neighborhood. So that's important. So it also I like to Great Commandment is also love your God, Father, love your God with all your heart. So everybody know the Luke chapter 15. Yeah? The 15:7, in the same way, there is more joy in heaven over the one lost sinner who repent and return to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. So in the chapter 15 of Luke, they have a three analogy, but the one analogy is related to 99 sheep and one lost sheep. So our Father was so happy to find one lost sinner. So this is the also our hand you deliver the gospel to your neighborhood, and you love your neighborhood by giving him eternal life. It also means that it gives the big joy to our heavenly fathers. So our heavenly Father is so happy. He has got the joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repent and return to God than ever over 99 others who are like this and haven't stayed away. This is the major reason, most important reason for evangelism as our first mission. Okay. I'd like to talk about the second mission. Second mission is the recovery of the Bible authority. Now, last year is the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Revolution by the Martin Luther's, that last is the 500 university. So Martin Luther emphasized these things. Oh, go back to faith. Okay, only by grace. Only by grace. Only by the pace and by the Bibles, by scriptures. So last year, many preaching. Let's go back to Bible. Let's go back to Bible. But at this moment, the Bible authority, you lost. Many people say, oh, now the current time is the second religious persecution, 700 years after officialization of Christianity in 313 in the Rome Empire. Yeah? So Christianity begin to get persecuted and discriminated by the culture. So now, as you know, in the public domain, you cannot talk of God. In public education, you cannot talk about creation. Creation is the most important message in the Bible. Most important message in the Bible. But in the public domain, yeah, you don't talk about God and creation. And also, so data, but in public domain, you only talk about the evolution theory. Yeah? There's no God. Okay. So everything started by chance. Yeah? Through evolution, you became into existence, yeah, by chance and evolution. It's against the Bible. So now the homosexuals is also become law, officialized. It's also against the Bible. So you need to abide by the Bible and the biblical values, sola scriptures. Maybe this church, maybe you give up and you withdraw from the PCUSA, I think the recovery of Bible authority. As also Onuri Church, you withdraw from the PCUSA to recovery of the Bible authority. That's the important message. So anyway, Bible talk about the Rome, recovery of Bible authority. So Rome's first chapter 26:7, they say why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the woman turned against retrograde to have sex and instead indulge in sex with each other. And the man, instead of having normal sexual relation with a woman, bond with the lust for each other, men did shameful things with the other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered with themselves in the penalty and they deserved. Yeah, this is clearly the Bible talk about the declaration against homosexualism. Yeah, but the that kind of thing, many verse. And especially chapter 2, Timothy, is third, second Timothy, chapter 3, 1 to 5. So because this explains why people abandon the Bible, so so last verse, they will act religious. They act religious, but they will reject power. They could make them godly and stay away from people like that. I think that's one of the motivation your withdrawal from the PC. USA, I think. Anyway, so the, already the Bible predict this kind of things. And also Proverbs, so chapter 29 to 18, and people do not accept divine guidance. They run wild, but whoever obeys the law of is joyful. So this is the one very important for the recovery, for Bible authority, this explains. Also Deuteronomy chapter 6, 9, and you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to this command that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road and you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Tie them to your hand and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the drops post of your house and on your grave. So this is also show this verse emphasize the importance of the Bible education. Okay. Okay, third mission, education in faith. So educate the young generation. So as you, I mentioned before, even in Korea, so young people are leaving the church. And so educate the student to seek God's kingdom and righteousness. So Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he'll give you the, everything you need. And educate the student and the young people to be tied by God's love. So God's love is great. So Romans chapter 8:38-39, and I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death or known life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears of today nor our worry about tomorrow, not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below in it, nothing in all creation you will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealing Christ Jesus our Lord. So you must educate our young people to be tied by God's love. Also, educate our people, young people, to be strong and courageous in God. So Joshua, first one, chapter 9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So last one, I very emphasize this in our university. I educate our student to be a giver. And Act 20-35, and I've been the constant example of how can you can help those in need of, by working hard. You should remember the word of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So I'm very emphasizing Handong University. Everybody must be giver rather than to be a receiver. So that's very important. I like to finish with some story. Handong University last year, we had the biggest earthquake in Korea history. But our university, the earthquake happened in Pohang. So the origin of the earthquake is about 1.5 kilometers from the our university. So in the, maybe you can see on the TV the many bricks pulled down in university, but fortunately no serious damage to our student and staff and people. So nobody has a serious damage and nobody died. But the people, our people are very, you know, have a trauma, you know. So they have a strong fear. But at that time, many Korean students left for home. They returned to home after earthquake. But the many international students go to, you know, some big church, went to big church, just a big church in, you know, near the, our university. They supplied a very nice food and a nice place for sleeping. 2 days after earthquake, I visit the church where our international student stay over there. But at that time, still our student, international student, have a trauma, have a fear in their face. And so next day, okay, I asked them to go back to school, dormitory, and I brought them to the orphanage. There are many orphans in the some orphanage. I bring the, you know, near our school, one big orphanage. There are about 30 orphans. So I brought the, our international student to help the, our orphan. Orphanage also had some trouble and damage by due to earthquake. So our international student play together with our orphan over there, and they play together, and our orphan, our international student become bright, and they have a relief, and they can, you know, escape from the trauma, big fears. So trauma is they continue have a fear in their mind. But when they help other people, they can relieve the trauma. That's the, you know, I learned from this lesson, you can relieve our trauma by helping other people. So that's why, you know, I like to say again, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah. So when in the big church, they receive the nice food and the nice shuttling, but they was unhappy. But when they help other people, like open, they become happy. Yeah. So that's why it's more blessed to give, to receive. That's very important lesson in our experience of the earthquake. Due to the thanks of God, you can recover the earthquake within 18 days, very short time, with the big help of the many peoples. And nobody died, nobody injured. And you can make a big recovery. You can make a, you know, short recovery in a short time, and you can start our semester again. Okay. Okay, that's the, my story, and I like to. So before I finish, I like to normally summary of the Bible. This is the important for the evangelism. I like to summarize the Bible within 5 minutes. So I like to summarize Bible because this is the for the delivering gospel. And so I asked many people, have you read the Bible? Say, then in most of case, then, oh, I never read, or I read some Bible, but at the time, I asked again, can I summarize the Bible within 5 minutes? Then I think that so far, no, nobody reject. So everybody accept, oh, I like to hear the summary of the Bible within 5 minutes. So that's why, you know, I made this summary of the Bible for the evangelism, for the evangelism. So this is a 5C. So I like to make the 5C. So I like the summary of the Bible from the, you know, Genesis to the Revelation of the New Testament. So the 5C. So first C is creation. So Old Testament, God created the universe in the beginning. All the plant, all the animals, and lastly, human being called Adam and Eve in the Eden here. So that's the creation. Yeah, the most important. But the second C is crime, is sin. Adam and Eve made sin by disobeying of God, disobeying God's commandment. Okay, don't eat the apple, okay? Fruit of good and bad. Yeah. So since the Adam and Eve, human being continue to make crime and sin. So even God gave us the Ten Commandments and the law, and he sent many prophets. But the human being continued to make the crime and sin. Even King David, yeah? He's the one of the most loved by the king, God. But even, you know, King David made the crime. Yeah? So it means that everybody is a sinner. So you need Christ, you need the Messiah. So in Old Testament, God will send us Christ and Messiah. So in that's the, you know, Old Testament. Third C is Christ. So because Christ came, Jesus Christ came as a Savior to forgive our sins and for our salvation. So the only Son of the God, Jesus Christ, came to us, and he was dead on the cross. He made the resurrection after 3 days. And by believing the death and resurrection of the Jesus Christ, you can get the salvation and eternal life. That's the actually gospel. And so number 4C is church. So it's in the act after, you know, Matthew and Luke and Mark and Luke and John, then the act. So in the Jesus Christ command their disciple stay in Jerusalem after his resurrection and the people ascending. And suddenly Pentecost, in the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came to his disciples. And it's the starting of the church in the Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit came to disciple, and it's the starting of so church become expansion by delivering gospel. So it's the story of the church in the act and the letters, and that's the church. And the last C is completion, sometimes the consummation. So you have the completion and consummation, and second coming again, second coming of Jesus Christ. At that time, you will have a new heaven and new earth. So that's the summary of the Bible. So this is a, you can make your own version. This is my version. So by explaining the summary of Bible, I like to deliver the gospel for the evangelism. Okay, thank you. That's my message. I like to pray, short pray. Okay. Heavenly Mother, Father, thank you for sending me to the our brother and sister of the West Valley Church, Presbyterian Church. And I ask, renew our belief, renew our faith, and by understanding your great love toward us, by doing so, you can really observe your great commandment and great commissions for evangelism. So I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to worship today. Thank you, Dr. Chang, for the message you brought today. And thank you, Ariana, for being with us today again. And then I want to leave you with this benediction taken from Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for other people, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you serve. Go with this good news in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.